आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी रीअफर्म्स दैट गवर्नमेंट इज फुली कमिटेड टू एस्टैब्लिशिंग पीस इन नक्सल अफेक्टेड एरियाज। Central Consumer Protection Authority issues notices to e-commerce platforms over sale of Pakistani flags and related merchandise. Jawaharlal Nehru University suspends MOU with Turkey's İnönü University in view of national security considerations. Russia and Ukraine to hold direct peace talks in Istanbul today. Indian top shuttlers to play their pre-quarterfinal matches at Thailand Open Badminton in Bangkok, and Khelo India Youth Games to conclude in Bihar today. Maharashtra lead medals tally with 149 medals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is fully committed to establishing peace in the Naxal-affected areas and connecting them with the mainstream of development. Mr. Modi said this after 31 Maoists, including 16 female Maoists, were killed in the anti-Maoist operation in Chhattisgarh. Sharing Union Home Minister Amit Shah's social media post, Mr. Modi said that the success of the security forces shows that the campaign towards rooting out Naxalism is moving in the right direction. A total of 21 encounters took place during this operation, which was conducted from April 21 to May 11 this year. Earlier, Union Home Minister Amit Shah informed that the security forces have eliminated 31 notorious Naxals in a massive operation against Naxalism conducted on the Koragutalu hills on the Chhattisgarh-Telangana border. In a social media post, Mr. Shah termed this operation as a historic success in the resolve to make India Naxal-free by next year. He said the government is committed to eradicating Naxalism from its root. Briefing about the Naxal operation, Central Reserve Police Force CRPF Director General Gyananth Pratap said that this operation lasted for about 21 days on Karegutta Hill, situated on the Telangana border in Bijapur district of the state.
KGH पर नक्सल विरोधी अभियान के लिए CRPF, STF एवं DRG की संयुक्त टीमें बनाई गई, उनको कार्य क्षेत्र के बारे में विस्तृत ब्रीफिंग की गई और अप्रैल 21 को सुरक्षा बलों को ऑपरेशनल एरिया में इंडक्ट किया गया। अभियान के संचालन और सुपरविजन के लिए जिला, रेंज एवं मुख्यालय स्तर पर बीजापुर, जगदलपुर और रायपुर में सतत मॉनिटरिंग के लिए संयुक्त कंट्रोल रूम स्थापित किए गए। इस कंट्रोल रूम के द्वारा अभियान को निरंतर दिशा निर्देश दिए गए, जिसके फलस्वरूप सुरक्षा बल माओवादियों के कई हाइडआउट्स को ध्वस्त करने में सफल रहे।
Central Consumer Protection Authority has issued notices to Amazon India, Flipkart, UBuy India, Etsy, the flag company, and Flag Corporation over the sale of Pakistani flags and related merchandise. In a social media post, Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said such insensitivity will not be tolerated. He said e-commerce platforms have been directed to immediately remove all such content and adhere to national laws. Jawaharlal Nehru University in Delhi has suspended a memorandum of understanding with Turkey's İnönü University. In a social media post, JNU said that the decision was taken in view of national security considerations. Under the MOU, there were plans for faculty and student exchange programs, among other initiatives. Pakistan has publicly pledged to combat terrorism, but continues to provide space and legitimacy to globally sanctioned terrorists. In a stark reminder of Pakistan's deep-rooted nexus between politics and terrorism, Faisal Nadeem alias Abu Qatl and the nephew of 26/11 mastermind Hafiz Saeed was recently seen addressing a political rally in Karachi. Faisal Nadeem's appearance shows that he is an active part of Pakistan's political life. This mainstreaming of extremists and terrorists has long been a key feature of Pakistan's polity. Faisal Nadeem's visibility and vitality raise serious concerns about Islamabad's duplicity in acting against terrorism. India's Operation Sindoor is being widely praised as a decisive military success by international experts. British political commentator and writer David Vance voiced strong support for the operation, calling it long overdue and a necessary step. He echoed his earlier comments from a 2018 United Nations address where he described Pakistan as a failed state and a terrorist incubator.
The operation was long overdue. That's the first thing. It needed to happen is the second thing. And thirdly, I think the operation has been pretty successful. This was India striking a blow for civilization, actually. It was a lot more than just the conflict with Pakistan. Because, and this is something I said at the UN back in 2018, I consider Pakistan to be a failed state.
Maryam Suleiman Khil, member of Afghanistan's parliament in exile, has expressed strong support for India's Operation Sindoor, describing it as a necessary step against terrorism. She said that Pakistan has long been a hub for terrorist activities and is responsible for the deaths of innocent civilians in Kashmir. She said that India's actions were measured and focused, targeting terrorist camps and military facilities that aid extremist groups. The historic success of Operation Sindoor has filled the entire nation with pride, and the courage and strategy displayed by the Indian Army during this operation serve as an inspiration for every citizen. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that in honour of this remarkable achievement, a Tiranga Yatra will be held in Jammu today. Tiranga Yatras will be held at the levels of district, mandal, wards and so on to express support for our armed forces. These Yatras will be held till the 25th of May in Jammu and Kashmir. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces at Nader in Thral area of Avantipura in Pulwama district early this morning. A police spokesperson in a social media post said J&K police and other security agencies are on the job. Details are awaited. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News brings in a special series. Today, we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Captain Vikram Batra, who made the supreme sacrifice during the Kargil War.
During the Kargil War, Captain Batra's unit was tasked with capturing .4875, a strategically important mountain peak in the Dras subsector. On the night of 7th July 1999, despite adverse weather conditions, Captain Batra advanced to capture .4875. Leading from the front, he rallied his men and pressed on the attack and achieved a near impossible military task in the face of heavy enemy fire. Captain Batra's bravery led to India's capture of .4875, but sadly, he succumbed to his injuries. One of his radio messages during the war, "Ye Dil Mange More," later on became the catch line for the Kargil War. The inspiring words reverberates even today.
Our radio said, none of the Pakistani soldiers or officer, whosoever it was, he said to me, my code name was Shesha. Oh Shesha, you have come. Don't try to come up, otherwise you'll have a tough time. And that was the time they gave us a challenge. And my guys, they went wild. How dare a Pakistani troop can challenge us? My company's success in the law, Ye Dil Mange More. The guys were so highly charged up that they're wanting that some more bunkers should have been there and we would have got the more chap.
Captain Vikram Batra's bravery, camaraderie and devotion to his duty were extraordinary, which has important place in the annals of Indian military history. He was awarded India's highest military decoration, Paramveer Chakra, posthumously. The nation salutes his courage, valor and sacrifice. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Ukraine and Russia are close to reviving direct peace talks for the first time since the last face-to-face discussions ended 3 years ago. Delegations from Russia and Ukraine will hold direct peace talks in Istanbul, Turkey today. Meanwhile, Russia has announced that President Vladimir Putin will not attend the peace talks. Instead, the Kremlin has confirmed that presidential aide Vladimir Medinsky will lead the Russian delegation. Other members of the delegation include Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Galuzin, General Staff Director Igor Kostyukov, and Deputy Defense Minister Alexander Fomin. Baluch nationalist leaders have declared independence from Pakistan, citing decades of violence, enforced disappearances, and human rights violations in the region. Social media was flooded with images of Balochistan's proposed national flag and maps of an independent Baluch state as the Republic of Balochistan trended widely across platforms. A report.
The Baluch independence movement has deep historical roots, tracing back to 1947 when the princely state of Kalat briefly declared independence following the partition of British India. In 1948, it was forcibly annexed by Pakistan, a move that Baluch nationalists have never accepted. Activists, including Muya Baluch, argue that the region's vast natural resources, particularly gas and minerals, have been exploited by Islamabad while the local population remains marginalized. Today, Balochistan remains Pakistan's poorest and least developed province. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now news from the sports arena. In Bihar, curtains for Khelo India Youth Games will come down today. The grand closing ceremony will be held at the Pataliputra Sports Complex in Kankardbagh, Patna at 6:30 p.m. The Youth Games had commenced on the 4th of this month. Maharashtra lead the medals tally with 149 medals, including 56 gold and 45 silver. More from our correspondent.
Maharashtra, Rajasthan and Gujarat dominated the initial days of the Khelo India Youth Games, but the final phase is turning out to belong to Haryana. Yesterday, Haryana's athletes delivered a stellar performance in weightlifting, boxing and athletics, winning a series of medals and overtaking Rajasthan to move into second place. Athletes from Manipur, Jharkhand and Bihar are also making a strong impression. Manipur has secured 7 medals in the martial art Thang Ta. Jharkhand claimed gold in the boys' football final by defeating Odisha. Bihar's Khushi Yadav won a gold medal in the 2000-meter steeplechase, and the state added 2 more golds in Thang Ta, climbing up the medal tally. The colourful closing ceremony is set to be attended by Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Nikhil Khadse, Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister, Samrat Chaudhary, and several other dignitaries. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai's report from Patna, Manik Sharma, Akashwani News.
In badminton, top Indian shuttlers will be in action at the pre-quarterfinals of Thailand Open in Bangkok this morning. In men's singles, Tarun Manipalli will take on Denmark's Anders Antonsen. Manipalli secured his spot in the last 16 with an impressive straight sets victory over Malaysia's Justin Ho, 21-19, 21-16. In women's singles, top Indian shuttler Malvika Bansod will face Thailand's Ratchanok Inthanon. Another Indian shuttler, Unnati Hooda, will also be up against a local favourite, Ponpavi Chochuwong, while Akarshi Kashyap will challenge another Thai shuttler, Sopanidha Katethong, later in the day. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast moderate to heavy rainfall over east, west, central and northeast regions of the country during the next 2 to 3 days. IMD said light to moderate rainfall is expected in Punjab, Haryana, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Konkan, Goa, Maharashtra, Andaman and Nicobar Islands till 17th May. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. News about Operation Sindoor continue to figure prominently on the front pages of newspapers. India jammed Chinese air defences used by Pakistan, reads a headline in Hindustan Times. Operation Sindoor sparks trade fallout with Turkey, says the Pioneer. Business Standard writes that India's incorporated cyber shield held firm against the cyber attacks on Indian businesses that spiked dramatically following the launch of Operation Sindoor. First time, Park says willing to discuss India's terms, notes the Indian Express. Creative naming won't alter reality, India slams China, writes the Tribune, adding that India has termed Beijing's attempts to rename 27 locations in Arunachal Pradesh as preposterous. The news about Justice B.R. Gawai being sworn in as Chief Justice of India has been reported on the front pages. And finally, a survey of global fund managers by BofA Securities has found that pipping Japan, India has become the most preferred market to invest now in Asia, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms that government is fully committed to establishing peace in Naxal-affected areas. Central Consumer Protection Authority issues notices to e-commerce platforms over sale of Pakistani flags and related merchandise. Jawaharlal Nehru University suspends MOU with Turkey's İnönü University in view of national security considerations. Russia and Ukraine to hold direct peace talks in Istanbul today. Indian top shuttlers to play their pre-quarterfinal matches at Thailand Open Badminton in Bangkok, and Khelo India Youth Games to conclude in Bihar today. Maharashtra lead medals tally with 149 medals. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.